out of you, and my foot and your gootie are gonna have an unpleasant meeting. Got it?
By gootie, do you mean wiener? Then I got you loud and clear, sister. That is one hell of a woman.
David. Football. Football David.
The Dave Dameshek Football Program. Available on Apple Podcasts and at NFL.com/DDFP. Now here's your host, Dave Dameshek.
You know, I asked my scene partner there from CBS's Scorpion, Kat McPhee. Ever heard of her? I asked her after the scene, did you in fact mean wiener when you said gootie? And she said yes, she did. So mystery solved. Hi and hello and welcome to the Dave Dameshek Football Program. I hope all's well wherever you are. Here in Studio 66, we're eager with anticipation because in a matter of moments, walking through the door here into Studio 66 will be not one, but two of our high-end receivers at NFL Media. They are James Jones of the Green Bay Packers and some Raiders stuff in there too, San Jose State, and Reggie Wayne, of course, from the U, and the Indianapolis Colts, and what did he do? How much time? See if we'll ask about that. I've never really talked to him too much about the Belichick time, but I don't think he ever suited up actually for them even. So, anywho, a lot of receiver stuff to kibitz about with them. I heard James Jones on Monday say that he thinks the Cleveland Browns have the best trio of wide receivers. Not pass catchers overall, but wide receivers in the NFL. That seems like he's getting a little over his skis there, but we'll kibitz with him. We'll get the opinion on that from two of the best to do it in the 21st century. And what else? We'll talk, maybe we'll get into some QBs. People like talking about QBs. I saw Reggie say that Andrew Luck, he's willing to help him work at an undisclosed location. He did, of course, the same thing with Peyton Manning. Reggie did way back when. By the way, one of our most beloved podcasts in the 2018 year since the Super Bowl. That was after the Super Bowl, right, MVP? We talked to Reggie Wayne. That was right after the Super Bowl. People loved this one. And, in fact, people have loved the DDFP in the offseason. And no wonder, as I always say, once we get to the offseason, that's Dameshek season. That's where the DDFP really soars above all others. So we appreciate the feedback on that. And you know what? I was about to say the hockey playoffs are about to start, but I've been seeing that PFT commenter from Pardon My Take is also talking about hockey. Spaghetti, you keep your eye on all things Barstool.
I do.
In fact, we talked to Coley Mick and Tyler I Am last week.
Yes.
People loved that show as well. What did he do? He's a Caps guy.
Big Caps guy. He tried to have them curse the Penguins because, obviously, as you know, the Penguins have the Caps number not only in the regular season but in the postseason. Try to get them cursed by Lil B. I think he's a rapper, and he's known for his famous Twitter curses. Unfortunately for PFT commenter, Lil B cursed the Washington Capitals instead, so I guess an even easier path for your Penguins.
I know, but aren't they essentially cursed already? It's like cursing the Bengals.
Maybe it negates it.
Yeah, right.
Cancels out.
I think that's the way, if you're a Caps fan, that's the only way you should be looking at this.
Yeah, probably.
But yes, as it is, I always say the analogy I always draw for those of you who care about the puck. To me, as a Steelers fan, the Ravens, I don't like them. I want to beat them every single time, but I respect them. They've knocked off the Steelers in January once. You know, they are a bitter rival. But rival. They beat the Steelers on occasion, just as the Steelers beat the Ravens. The Bungles are the punchline. So the Penguins now play the Flyers, who are my least favorite team in all of sports. I, in fact, hate them. But I do know that they've achieved some things, not since 1975, but nevertheless, they've done some good things in they've gone deep into the playoffs. The Capitals are the Bungles. What have they ever done? Well, don't call us your rival. Beat us in a significant moment in the NHL, and then we'll talk about who our rival is. I want to ask the wide receivers about how they feel about rivalries as well. Anyway, looking forward to the drop of the puck and also the tip of the basketball. Make sure we're talking about all these things, of course, about the world of sports and the game of life on the Adam Carolla Show. Good sports, 5 days a week, me and Ace Carolla chopping it all up, our segment in there, good sports. Listen to that. But what I was going to say about PMT, that reminded me that as I started to talk about the hockey playoffs, it reminded me of PMT and the curse that's now on him. And then PMT reminds me of Pardon My Take. And I want to steal from them, and I'm shameless about it. You should subscribe, unsubscribe, and then resubscribe. That's their bit, right, Spaghetti?
It is, yeah.
Did you marry them already?
I work on this podcast.
Did I call him PMT commenter? I think I just called him PMT commenter.
Yeah, PMT.
You're a big fan.
I'm a square. No, it's just that I'm square. How are you, Spaghetti, on the your emotional roller coaster that is Odell Beckham?
He's staying now. 100%. 100% convinced he's fine. He showed up to the first day of the optional meetings and camps. Shermer had a good meeting with him. He's 100% staying.
What did you think of the about the Ray Lewis remarks from earlier in the week?
I think if you're on the opposite side of what Ray Lewis says, I think you're probably in the better side. So it's okay. I'm not really concerned with what Ray Lewis says with his past. I'll just leave it at that.
I think that's – well, I just think – you know, yeah. All right. Ray Lewis said that. Okay.
His
basic shrug is my response to that. Okay.
I'm not so
– that does not seem out of bounds for the guy Ray Lewis has been, you know, in the latter days of his career and post-career. Like, oh, I'm not surprised he would think that, but does it – is it relevant?
No.
All right.
No, and I think I like it. The more people crush Beckham, I think what's going to happen is it'll make the tides turn back in his favor because people – when someone gets ragged on a bunch, like, I think that it kind of helps him in the long run. I bet my focus for the Giants is 100% off of Beckham, and I'm just nervous about the draft now in, like, 3 weeks. Super nervous.
Don't be nervous.
I'm very, very nervous about the draft.
MVP, does your esteem for Eddie Spaghetti, the grown man, go down a bit when he says something like that?
Yes.
He's nervous for a draft?
Yeah, that he has no part in, yeah.
I have every right to be nervous. So having number two pick, running this position that often, but like I said, off of the Beckham worry list, he's fine. He will be a Giant.
All right. Very good then. Should we bring the receivers in here? MVP, it's up to you.
Let's bring them in.
Is there anything else you want to talk about right now?
Nope. Let's bring in the receivers.
Here they come, James Jones and Reggie Wayne.
Dave Demashek.
Oh, all right. Let's figure out all pass catching related matters here.
Let's do
and
it.
Now.
Absolutely.
Ceded to my immediate left. I've decreed in the past, and I believe it. The best smelling man I've ever
appreciate
been around
it,
in pro football.
Is that where we are right now?
That's where we are. Of the Green Bay Packers, spent some time up in the East Bay before and after.
Man, he's been everywhere, man.
In Wisconsin. It's number 89. It's James Jones. What's the poop with you, fella?
Man, I'm just hanging, man. Glad to be here. Appreciate you having me.
Where's your hoodie?
Ready to get this talk on. Man, you know, I'm about to go get my buff on, man.
Oh, okay.
So, I ain't put the hoodie on.
That's a great question.
And it's a beautiful day in L.A. today, so the hoodie wasn't needed.
I know, but if you want this brand to really catch on, and by the way, I've been sending you tweets and stuff about this every time I see it in the early parts of baseball season. A lot of guys go up to the plate there with the hoodie on.
The hoodie swag on, man. I started the trim, man. I need to hurry up and get it patented.
You didn't patent it. It's too late.
It's too late.
Too late. You lost that.
I know. Well, you are already going up against the wind with Belichick. He really established the hoodie. But for a player, that's a whole nother level.
We took it to a whole nother level.
I told you, too, if you could get that thing, like, you know, lunchboxes these days come, like, with that climate control kind of thing. Like, if you could install that in the hoodie and keep a snack back there
for when you need it. That's another little
ooh, it's
level,
late in the second half. Yep. I'm hungry.
Gotta pop a snack. Boom. Put a little zipper
hot
on it.
Hot pocket, you know.
What also, are we talking about?
From the Indianapolis Colts, number 87, it's Reggie Wayne.
I'm in the building.
Reg.
Thank you.
Hey, Reggie Wayne, I got to tell you something. When you sat down with us about a month ago, we kibitzed about this, that, and the other. We did a full hour. It was just grand. And the audience agreed. I mean,
awesome.
The feedback on it was something else. So.
Let's do it again.
All right. Well, let's see. I don't want to put pressure on either one of you or certainly on myself. Let's talk about some receiver-related stuff. Actually, before we even get into that, Packer, Colt, people associate – your Indianapolis Colts, Reggie, with the bitter rivalry with the New England Patriots. James Jones with the Packers, obviously the Bears. My eye is on hockey right now as the playoffs get going, and I hate the Philadelphia Flyers. I hate them. But I always feel like – but I've talked to a few people in pro football who actually say encouraging things like, oh, yeah, we actually believe in rivalry. Did you hate the Bears?
When we were on the field, yes.
You hated them more than the Lions?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You wanted to win that game, and you felt it right when you stepped on the football field, man. You knew certain guys that you may go up to before the game and shake their hand, tap them off or something. You knew this wasn't that type of game. We ain't shaking no hands before, talking to nobody before. You knew it was game time. It was a rival. So I love playing them too because it never mattered what your record was. Bears could be 11-0. We could be, 1-10. It's going to be a close game. It's going to be a battle. That's just how those rivalry games were.
And that's interesting to me that actually – so the Bears stood above in terms of intensity over the Lions and the Vikings.
Absolutely. Huh. Yeah. And right when you walk into the building when it's Bears week, your signs all over the place. You just knew it was a different game, and it meant a little bit more.
And go dig up that podcast we did with Reggie, like I say, whatever, 4 or 6 weeks or so ago, because we went deep on the Patriots thing, and you acknowledged that it was – I mean, you guys were the two best teams in the AFC almost perennially. But
you know what? I mean, we – it was more respect than it was really hate. Like, we know they were good, and they were the team that we had to knock off to get to that next level, and we kept failing every time we played them. So, like James said, there was no handshaking. There was no dapping, and I knew guys on that team, but I'll talk to you later. We ain't talking after the game, win, lose, or draw. We go into the locker room. Absolutely. So it was just that. And when we finally got over that hump, now it was kind of like Steve Young when they finally beat the Dallas Cowboys. He got that monkey off his back. You know what I mean? So it was that until we was able to beat those guys. And when we finally beat them, then – maybe I give you a dap here and there.
Well, I mean, what I always say is I don't, as a Steelers guy, I don't hate the Ravens. I respect – I don't root for them. But
you respect them because they're good.
You're always going to respect
them. They're legit teams.
Yeah, they're always going to respect
them. Now, the one I laugh about, and I don't hate isn't the right word, but the Bengals. I don't like all that Vontaze Burfict jazz after the play and all that stuff.
Come on, you like Pittsburgh. Really?
So what?
Really? Yeah. You going to sit up and say that?
I don't even know what you're getting at.
I bet
Gabes,
you don't.
What is even
I know, I bet
saying,
you don't.
Is he saying you guys are dirty after the play? I don't know. Reg, you got to break it down.
Man, all the guys, I don't even want to run off.
He's basically
saying the Steelers started what Vontaze Burfict is
you
doing.
You want to jump in? Go ahead there, Reg. You say what you have to say.
I mean, I've had some battles with Pittsburgh, and they're not the Catholic League. Let's just say that.
They dirty, Rich?
I ain't going to say they're dirty.
Wait a second.
They got a little extracurricular in there.
Didn't you see 43 with the long hair out of the back? He was always crossing himself before and after every play. How dare you? I don't know about this. All right, we're off on the wrong foot now. Let's see if we can.
We can't get it back.
Get it back into a nice place here, although I do appreciate you abiding by our no-jive policy.
No jive.
James, I heard you say something on Monday's Total Access on NFL Network, and it caught my ear. You said, and there's a lot of optimism right now about these Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. And, I typically say, I said this in 2016 before the Jags kicked off. Yeah. People were, this is the team. Look out for the Jags. I said, when you start hearing that kind of buzz about a team coming out of nowhere, it's 1 year too early. The Jags will arrive in 2017, and so they did. An 0-16 Browns team, they're not going to come out of nowhere. They're not going to be 11-5 or anything this year.
They're going to win more than one game.
I don't think that, but maybe. I think we're looking at maybe 7-8 wins for the Cleveland Browns.
Right now?
Yes, right now.
Well, I mean, I think if they – so what needs to happen? Do you really think they're going to screw it up? I really want to talk receivers, but Josh Allen is the answer there. First overall pick, as our pal Jeremiah is now reporting. That's what they're going to do instead of Darnold or Rosen?
I mean, if they get Josh Allen, they're getting him simply to sit back and learn.
Well,
from
they can go
Taylor.
With Tyrod. Right?
Yeah, you know. What I mean?
And I mean, like I said on Total
he still had
Access,
his baby
I'm
fat.
Not,
and I
I'm not. Like, Tyrod Taylor is not going to give you 4,000 yards passing every year, but Tyrod's going to give you a chance to win. He's going to keep you in ball games. He's not going to turn the ball over, and then you get playmakers around him. Like I said on Total Access, I feel like they have the best trio in the National Football League. When you look at Coleman, you look at Landry, you look at
Gordon.
That could be the best trio. I feel like why go get a quarterback?
I'm with you. Go get
get somebody that can make an impact on your team right now. You already said Tyrod's my starter.
Barkley, Bradley Chubb,
go get
Miles Garrett and Chubb. All of a sudden, that team's tough.
Why not get Barkley?
Yep.
And then get Chubb at four.
Now
you're putting yourself in a position to win some ball games and to make some noise. I'm trying to win now. I know it's about building for the future, but I'm trying to win now.
I get it. You just need to win one game. Let's start there. Right? Let's win
and
one.
And those two guys will give you a great chance.
I just know Hugh Jackson, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. I know his M.O. He likes a gunslinger. He likes a guy that can throw it across the yard. And I like Tyrod. I do. But I just don't think I don't understand this pickup because I don't think he fits the Hugh Jackson.
But didn't Hugh have Terrell Pryor with the Raiders?
Yeah, he did. Well, he did. The best Andy Dalton ever played was with Hugh in his final year or two there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know who's the apples to apples fit there. It does seem to me, though, that if you're going to take a QB and you want a gunslinger, Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen are also that without the risk. And if you're the Cleveland Browns, it doesn't happen in a vacuum. You can afford, if you're the Packers, Steelers, Patriots, to roll the dice and miss. If you're the Cleveland Browns,
you have no room.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I feel like you have a solid guy right now in Tyrod Taylor. And I always feel like next year in free agency, you might be able to get a guy that is already proven. I'm just saying, I don't know who's coming up. But I feel like with Tyrod, you put these weapons around him, and you could get a Barkley to go in the backfield.
Barkley,
Hyde, and you have Duke Johnson still, and then you go get Chubb to put him on the other side of Myles Garrett. I mean, you can make some noise.
That seems like a legitimate team.
I think if they don't get Carlos Hyde, then that Saquon Barkley makes more sense. I really do.
That's a good point. I'm
with you on that.
I really do. But
why not have a two-headed monster to control the ball,
you know what
I mean, and keep it easier on your defense, keep your defense off the field.
And what you're saying, you know, it can be a three-headed monster because it's still got Duke.
Yeah, they got Duke.
But I just think this team has swung and missed – on a quarterback so often. They have to find
a
quarterback.
But you can swing and miss again.
But the thing is, they can't afford to swing and miss again.
Right.
They you look at it, we don't know who's coming up in free agency next year. I don't know what's going on in the collegiate field as far as quarterbacks to follow. I mean, they need to find their franchise.
What I do know about John Dorsey, though, is John Dorsey is huge on veteran quarterbacks. He likes veteran quarterbacks.
Why?
I know he drafted Patrick Mahomes last year, but Alex Smith was his guy. Right when he got to the Chiefs, boom, traded for Alex Smith.
All right, so you can have that same premise.
Right when he got to the Browns, boom, traded for Tyrod Taylor.
If you want to try that in 2018, that's fine. And then take a safer pick, whether it's Rosen or Darnold. Make your choice on that one. But Josh Allen's just really rolling the dice for an organization that's a punchline with that back of the jersey with all the names since Kosar. You don't want to be that again. All right. So now you say the best trio of wide receivers in the NFL, specifically wide receivers. We're not incorporating the tight end. Cleveland Browns, 2018. There's no other trio in pro football you'd rather have. This feels a little hyperbolic, James Jones.
Not to me. I feel like Josh Gordon is probably
– he's athletic.
Top.
He's a beast.
With his mind right.
Mm-hmm. He's a beast.
There's really – the next guy like – or a guy like him is Julio. Like, he's that talent on the football field. He's a Julio Jones on the football
field. Well, you know what? Hayward, go back. This is a specific reference, but go back and watch that Browns and Chargers game this past year. Casey Hayward dominated every receiver who he matched up with except Josh Gordon.
He's a different animal. Maybe. And then I look at you get a guy like Jarvis Landry, who's 100 catches a year fresh out of the bed.
Yeah.
You know.
Imagine him now not having to be the pressure of being the number one.
Yes.
Right.
And then you get a guy like Coleman, your first round pick, who we know could be a big time playmaker. With these right guys around him, he's going to see so much one-on-one coverage. You know, I really don't see another trio in the National Football
League. You're just going to have Josh Allen spraying the ball all over the place.
That could compare to him.
Yeah,
it probably wouldn't even be a question if we switched these three receivers right now and put them on the Green Bay Packers with Aaron Rodgers. It probably wouldn't even be a question of us talking trio.
Well, I'm fascinated by that, well, see, Reggie, first-year response.
That's huge. That's everything. You know, I hate to say this because Sheck is here, but I got to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers on
this. I don't
understand
why you don't want to celebrate greatness. I think it's nice. It's an opportunity for you.
Unfortunately, I have to go ahead and pick the Pittsburgh Steelers on this.
That's right. And talk about if he's right, Martavis Bryant.
And I'm an AB fan too, but when we look from top to bottom, if you go slot receivers, you got to take Landry, right, over Juju. Landry's proven he's proven more. Juju's done it for 1 year.
I mean, yeah, that's a fair thing to say, but Juju is
– is a baller.
Right.
And so is Landry.
AB is
– I'm going to tell you the common denominator, the big factor in this, right? Your quarterback's everything.
It is.
It's everything. You can have
–
you can look good on that paper.
It's huge.
You know, but if you don't have the quarterback to do it, then it's going to be – and I don't think that Tyrod can do it all year.
I think Tyrod can do it with these weapons.
Why is there so much – why is this ongoing doubt of Tyrod Taylor?
I think he's good.
He just took that Bills team to the playoffs.
I think Tyrod with these weapons can absolutely do it.
I think Tyrod is good. I am a Tyrod fan. But his style is not to leave every game with 325 yards.
No. That's not his style of play. But what I'm saying is Tyrod's never had – these type of animals on the offensive end, neither.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
He's had a couple here and there.
You got two Pro Bowl receivers and possibly could have three with your first rounder on the same team. Tyrod. And we're not even talking about the tight end.
Well, that's – yeah.
Let's make sure Tyrod has so many
weapons, I think, man. It's
there's no Joe Thomas anymore. Let's make sure Tyrod has enough time.
He can run.
To sit back there.
He can make some
– so a lot of his passing yards are going to be – on the ground.
Legitimate,
he's going to run. So, I mean, and he'll keep drives alive by running. It's just he's not.
But then again, I like the matchup with him and Hugh, too. I think Hugh's going to put Tyrod in some great
situations. I'd like to do a four-hour forum, roundtable forum on Hugh Jackson because there's a wide range of opinions. Yeah. The idea that when he was hired, the day he got hired and everybody anointed him, finally the Cleveland Browns have found the architect who's going to make it all right. Yeah. Like, it's been 30 years, everybody. Hugh Jackson's definitely that guy. What in his past indicates to you that he's the guy who is going to be the – they're 1-31 in the last 2 years.
I think the big deal with Hugh was he's an offensive-minded guy, and he's normally pretty good with quarterbacks. And it being Cleveland who swung and missed so many times with quarterbacks, that we finally have a quarterback whisperer in here that can get our quarterback – in the right situation. It's not that easy. You have to get the right quarterback in the building first.
I know, but he's also advocated for in his time in Cleveland, just A.J. McCarron. He loved Cody Kessler. This guy was going to be for real. He's not even on the team anymore. Kizer, I don't know how enthusiastic
Deshaun. We have to take in consideration. Everybody has been praising Hugh for what he's done with Andy Dalton, right?
That's the one, right? Yep.
Yes, that's the one. And what people really don't never bring up is he had Mohamed Sanu, A.J. Green, Marvin Jones, Tyler.
Maybe the QB also needs the trio.
You need them weapons.
Catcher.
And now he has those weapons so he can do a lot more on the offensive end, even if it's Tyrod. This is your first read and only read. But this guy over here that's the first and only read is a monster, and he had that in A.J. Green.
If they don't go Saquon Barkley and they go Minka Fitzpatrick or another defensive guy, that's the other way you could go, too, if you're the Browns, and get Chubb.
But my thing is I'm worried about getting two guys that – when they walk in and hold that jersey up, they could help our team win right now. I don't want a guy that got to sit behind Tyrod Taylor because I already came out and said, this guy is my
guy. That's a luxury.
Wait, you can always go back on what you said. It happens.
No, I know that. I'm not saying you can't go back.
Oh, I'm going to go back to this. Browns have the best receiver.
You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, they could bring him under Tyrod and, you know, let him learn and all that type of stuff. But I feel like we got an opportunity that we probably not going to have for a long time, 1-4.
That's why
let's
gotta
get two guys that can help us win right now. Like, our fans want to win. Like, our fans ain't saying we trying to rebuild and, I mean,
it's
and,
Cleveland,
you know,
bro.
We want to try to win now, especially when we're looking at the roster we have now.
When the last time the Browns have made the playoffs?
I don't know when they made the playoffs. I really off the top of my head can't even tell. I think it was the year that they played the Steelers in the muck and mire in 90.
It's been a long time.
Something like that? Yeah.
So they got patience.
I don't think so.
What you can't do, though, is
they got,
right.
Especially when you think of that we can get Barkley and Chubb and might even have a shot with Tyrod Taylor.
Take best player available if you're the Cleveland Browns.
To make the playoffs, man.
Right. Who,
they lost. They lost to the Steelers in 2002, did the Cleveland Browns. But long time. Either way, 16 years is a long way for
that. That was my second year in the league.
You just can't step to the podium. Yeah. You don't have the trust of the fan base or of pro football in general enough that it allows you to go up there and roll the dice. No. We're the Browns. Trust us. We know QBs. Josh Allen is our guy. You don't get to do that. No, you have to.
You gotta
go with somebody who's the wiser.
You gotta go with the pretty girl.
Yeah, if you're Hugh Jackson and John Dorsey, if you're these guys, you have to be able to say, well, we only did what everybody else would have done. You can't then say, with Josh Allen flames out, you can't then be up there. Right.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah, that was our latest of many, many mistakes.
Put him on the board. Check, right.
It's going
to be tough. You let Saquon go, and then you get one of these quarterbacks in there bust. And Saquon go out there and mess around and have a Hall of Fame career.
Wait a second. I'm already being told it's time to wrap.
He's got to have an offensive line to – It all works hand in hand.
Cleveland got a decent one. I know they lost Joe Thomas, but
that was
they got
huge.
Some guys they brought in last year too. That
all right,
was huge. The block.
Already you have to run out. This makes me very sad. Andrew Luck, Reggie Wayne still stepping up and saying that he's willing to go to a undisclosed location to catch passes from.
I've done it before.
I know, a noble deed on your part, but you're not a doctor, so I'm not going to ask you about the state of Andrew Luck and whether or not he's the starter. Instead, very quickly, James Jones. I'm curious. What there's so many things I want to ask you about here. I got a shot at one more.
Shit. Let's go.
I always am fascinated by this. James Jones, do you think that Aaron Rodgers is underappreciated? Because I say that Jordy Nelson, while good, is not one of the six best wide receivers in the NFL. He only looked that way because of 12.
Ooh.
And then after – listen, that's not unfair. I said 12, he's really 12 good.
Special, 12 special.
I said he's really good.
Go ahead. 12 is special.
I feel like
Jordy Nelson doesn't work.
The greatest quarterback. This is going to hurt your feelings, and I don't mean it to on any level. I don't mean for it to hurt your feelings.
No, you're good. I'm not a sensitive.
Listen, Mark Clayton and Mark Duper were great pass catchers, but neither one of them is in the Hall of Fame.
I just saw them this weekend too. But go ahead.
Is that true?
I did.
Well, yeah, because South Beach. I say that Dan Marino included the worst collection of pass catchers that a high end, not just a Hall of Fame QB has ever had is Aaron Rodgers. I feel like I'm not saying that you're not great, James Jones.
Ooh. Wow. I knew I had to sit up for this.
I'm just saying, listen.
And he tried to hit you with it when it's time to go. You see that?
No. Listen, here's what I'm saying.
Wow.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
Okay, go ahead. Bum,
bum,
I'm
trying.
Bum. I'm trying.
Don't make things. You already made trouble with the Steelers
I'm
are dirty.
I'm trying.
Here, I want to explain myself to you.
Okay, bad.
Tom Brady had at least he had Gronk at some for a long stretch. He had Randy Moss for a while. Okay, these guys are destined for first ballot Hall of Fame, right? Peyton Manning had Marvin Harrison, first ballot Hall of Fame, or maybe it wasn't first ballot, but anyway, one of the greats. Reggie Wayne will wind up in the Hall.
Oh,
then he goes
you.
To Denver and he gets Demaryius Thomas. Marino, his best guy was Mark Clayton. John Elway's best guy until the twilight of his career, at least with Rod Smith, was Vance Johnson.
Yeah. Aaron.
You and Jordy and Aaron, Donald Driver and Greg Jennings are all really good.
JerMichael Finley.
But none of you is probably a first ballot Hall of Famer.
No,
fair?
You're correct about that, yes.
What do you think about that, Reggie? Do you think that was uncomfortable? I kind of stumbled.
I had to touch
my headphones. They started to get warm over here.
James is going to slug me after
No, not at all.
Good. Bam!
What I will say is Aaron is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But turn on the tape.
Okay. Turn on the tape.
And see some of these catches.
Ooh.
That are not first ballot Hall of Famers Aaron Rodgers.
One thing you can't do, Sheck, you can't tell a receiver that they're
Because this is
nothing.
But this is
well,
you said 10 minutes ago,
these receivers are all dependent on the QB, is what you said.
I said the QB was important. I didn't say we were depending on him.
Yeah, because we could easily say Peyton and Marvin are only in the Hall of Fame because of Peyton Manning. I mean, Reggie and Marvin are only going to get in the Hall of Fame because of Peyton.
Now, see, now that's hurtful.
Which they will do. Which they will do.
Reggie, that's very hurtful.
But what I'm saying is good receivers make the quarterback look very good as well.
I agree. Does that make you angry?
Listen, it tears me apart.
Because people see these – hold on. People see these back shoulder throws and like, great throw by Aaron Rodgers. Okay, you run 100 miles per hour, ball thrown behind you, stop and turn around and catch it and still make somebody move, miss, and score a touchdown.
The one time in my career where I actually went back and watched the game tape instead of regular film, I watched the game tape and – this had to be like in 06, 07. And I'm watching the game tape, and I will not say the commentator's name, but he stood up there and he said, wow, Peyton Manning throws a ball that catches itself.
Yes.
I said, what? I never watched another game tape.
Yeah.
I love it. See, that's good.
So
you got all upset on his behalf, but when people say Peyton if Reggie makes the Hall of Fame, it's because of 18.
Listen,
does that upset
a receiver?
Somebody just hit me with that on Instagram.
A receiver needs a good quarterback to be successful. That's, I mean,
it works hand in hand.
If we don't have a good quarterback, it's going to be very hard on him.
I tell you what.
But even with 12 being special, if you turn on the film and you watch me, Donald Driver, Greg Jennings, Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, Jermichael, we're making some
special – I got
special,
Dewey. I got nervous. Did you see that?
We're making some special catches for Aaron.
I've never seen Peyton Manning throw a ball up and he go catch it on his own. You know? Well, we got to go work hard.
That's why everybody was kind of a little bit excited when Tom Brady dropped a simple –
yeah, it ain't easy.
Pass in
it
the
ain't
Super Bowl.
Easy.
Oh, it's just right over the shoulder. That's the combine catch. That's why we do it in the combine, because it ain't easy to make these little catches.
That's why Tom Brady was mad. He wasn't mad that he dropped it. He was mad because now everybody's going to mess with me.
I think I
get on all these receivers all day about catching.
Let's now shift the blame. So I did something that was untowards to James. James paid it forward to Reggie. Now let's pay it forward to Maurice, who never likes it when I point out that Ty Montgomery of the Packers pretty much made it clear, like any
everybody
receiver who wants to go be a running back can. We just choose not to be.
No,
right?
No.
I was trying to cover up the ugliness about 4 minutes ago.
Absolutely. No, that running back is a different monster. Receivers ain't used to taking hits like that every game. No.
He's a big boy.
I don't care if you put on.
James Jones answered my question on Twitter the other day. I said, who would win? Win, play, show, foot speed, 40-yard dash, Jordy Nelson, Donald Driver, James Jones. He went modest. He said himself third. Yeah. And you said Jordy would win it?
No, I said Donald will win.
Donald.
Jordy will place, and I'm just showing up.
Marv Harrison, Reggie Wayne, and who's faster?
Anthony Gonzalez was on his team for a little bit.
Yeah.
He was 4-3.
Whoever's the fastest guy out of Stokely and Gonzalez.
What are we running here? We're running
40. You know we don't run no hundreds in football.
A 40.
Who's coming in first?
Marv
who's placing? Who's showing up?
Marv would get first.
Okay.
Marv would get first. I think anything over 60 yards, I probably can get Marv later.
Oh.
But he's at 40. I give it to Marv. Then it's myself. Stokely colleague.
They just showing up. Gonzo.
They
just showing up.
They get down to Remington Ribbon.
Because of the competition. Like if it's just like we're gonna run this, they might beat you. But when it's game time, Reggie Wayne shows up.
You know what's crazy is my last year when I went back to Green Bay, me and Devontae Adams I used to be like, dude, I'm faster than you right now, because you know we both ran 4.5. We laced them up and raced in a 40 after practice. Just
really,
coach
see,
said,
this needs to happen
coach
a lot
say,
more.
Hey, line it up. We lined it up.
Okay,
he beat me. But I was right there on his heels, but we laced it up old school style. Let's go, you fast.
I think
I
just
– let's race.
You know what? I think what we need to do is we need to go around in August to all the camps and we'll get foot races and figure this all out. We'll create rivalries.
We need to forget the 40. Put the 40s out the combine. Just put two DBs and wide receivers same day.
Two guys,
one
on side
two
each tie, other.
Right, and race.
This is why I pound the table at every opportunity. Reggie Wayne and James Jones belong in the Hall of Fame yesterday. What are those QBs? Such fancy pants with their $25 million deals.
Oh, my. I know.
89, James Jones. 87, Reggie Wayne. Gangbuster stuff. Once again, Reggie, James Jones. What a great visit from you once
Appreciate
again.
Appreciate you guys. It's
been too long for both of you. All right. Good stuff with the wide receivers.
You're listening to Dave Damashek. You're listening to Dave Damashek. You're listening to Dave Damashek.
All right, there they go. Spaghetti, do you think James Jones was mad?
No, I think they're both awesome guys. I think he respects right, you to almost ask that question.
Don't worry. They'll like your opinion. Then.
No, I don't That's think he was mad. I don't think he was mad. I think he understood what you asked at the end.
MVP?
No, he liked it. I think they like when you give him the business a little bit.
You think James Jones wasn't a little bit wounded? Not angry, maybe. Maybe he's not going to turn my lights out when I walk out of 66 here. But do you think he was a little bit like, is that what people think about me? Is
no.
That
what, is that what, maybe a little caught off guard. Cause
is that what Dave's? Dave thinks that of me? I thought we were friends.
I think he's confident. He had a 14-touchdown season. I think
he's
fine.
Isn't it great? Isn't that great when you poke at pro athletes that they push back like that? James Jones, his response wasn't, well, I mean, maybe you're right. It was like, hey now, James Jones did some good things for Aaron Rodgers too. Don't forget that. All right. So the draft is drawing ever closer. Do we have anything lined up that I should promote right now, MVP?
We're going to be talking with the Good Morning Football folks on our third show of the week.
At the draft.
Yeah,
is that right?
At draft, yep.
All four?
Well, at least Kay, Kyle, and Nate.
Is that true?
Yeah.
But not Pete Traeger.
He's a little busy, you know. He's always breaking
little
the news.
Little busy.
He's got news to break.
I'll promote one thing, speaking because he does mock drafts, as does, half the staff here. Maurice Jones-Drew has a new one out there. Go find, go track that one down. Yes,
Maurice dropped it, and he has the Giants taking Josh Rosen from UCLA, number two overall, right after we just talked about it.
Josh Rosen, yeah. I hope Josh Rosen makes it now. He's a guy who we have to root for. Mm-hmm. I don't like the idea, one thing, by the way, about Odell from earlier. The one thing I don't like is I saw somebody tweet on Monday, you know what he's doing, what Ray Lewis has done now for Odell. He's turned him into a sympathetic figure. You know, now you have to root. Like, wait, was he a villain when the day started before Ray Lewis said that? I don't get the ongoing – we've talked about that ad nauseum. But I don't get the idea that you would perceive Odell Beckham to be villainous because he went on a boat. It makes my head spin. But anyhow, all right, we'll stop there. Thanks again to James Jones. Thanks to Reggie Wayne. And, you know, I don't know if Reggie Wayne saying that about the Steelers hurts my feelings. That's whose feelings are hurt. We'll figure it all out on the next episode of the Dave Damashek Football Program. In the meantime, for MVP, for Eddie Spaghetti, for everybody else who works on the show, we'll talk to you next time. Download, subscribe, comment, all that. Thanks, nice and heavy.